go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And we are back with another episode of Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood riding solo today on the Believe Network. Going to be telling you more about the Believe Network and kind of our rebranding here on this episode, but also going to touch base on a couple of things that's happened, you know, since the Rose Bowl game on Monday. You know, really the transfer portal has been wide open for Alabama. Also, some NFL draft decisions has been made. So we're going to talk about that real quick and then also talk about what our plans are moving forward with the show. Now that the football offseason is here for Alabama, basketball season's, you know, in full swing. SEC play starts on Saturday. So we're going to kind of talk about that, all those things, and what our plans are for the show moving forward. But as always, do please like, share, and subscribe today. We did kind of roll out our new look today on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the Believe Network. Excited about the opportunity here with the Believe Network and what we're going to be doing with the show moving forward. So please leave us a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. You know, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. Make sure you hook up with us there at Tide Talk Live. Like I said, we're excited to be a part of the Believe Network now. And, you know, the plans moving forward for the show are really exciting. So please be a part of that. And let us know what you think about our new look with our new logo up. You see our overlay there on YouTube as well. So please let us know your thoughts on that. And like I said, please subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. And jump in the comments there and let us know your thoughts on kind of how we've rebranded our look here at Tide Talk Live. But like I said, we're going to be talking about, you know, some of the events that's happened post Rose Bowl. Of course, the season ended for Alabama, you know, unfortunately in the semifinal matchup against Michigan there. So no sense in rehashing that. We've already done that on our instant reaction show. So make sure you go back through our catalog and catch that if you haven't already. But as far as the rebranding goes, like I said, we're excited to be a part of the Believe Network, and the opportunities that this is going to present for our show, not only for us, but also our viewers and our listeners as well. So excited about that. And like I said, we want to hear from you guys about our new look and what you think about that. And, you know, if you leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts, we'll be sure to give you a shout out on our next episode as well. So please do that. But as far as the portal goes, as you can imagine, it's been super busy for Alabama since the Rose Bowl. Several guys have entered the portal. You know, there's been several that you kind of saw coming that was riding on the wall, guys that are not going to play. But I just want to talk about a couple of guys that, you know, it's not really surprising, but, you know, kind of makes me wonder what's going on. But, and I think you start with Seth McLaughlin, you know, the starting center for Alabama. Unfortunate, you know, the way this season kind of went for him. He struggled all year long with the snaps to Jalen Milroe there in the shotgun. So, I hate that. He's been a good player for Alabama. I don't want this season to be what he is remembered for, because he gave a lot of good effort for Alabama and played some really good football for the Crimson Tide. If you go back to that 2021 SEC championship game against Georgia there in Atlanta, he was an instrumental part of Alabama playing well, especially up front along the offensive line and securing that SEC championship win. So I want people to remember that McLaughlin was a really good player for Alabama, and even this season played some good football, just unfortunately could not get his snap situation, you know, figured out there with Jalen Milroe. And, you know, unfortunately he's going to be remembered for that bad snap there on that last play in overtime. And it kind of, I don't want to say it cost Alabama. There's a lot of factors that go into that. And we talked about that in our instant reaction show. But I want folks to remember Seth McLaughlin for the good that he done for this program. He's always been a good ambassador for the program. He's a good kid, you know, a really good student, and a good football player as well. You can see that from the programs that have reached out to him so far: Ohio State, Clemson, Ole Miss. He's going to land at a Power 5 school. And I think Alabama fans should be thankful for the service that McLaughlin served there for the Crimson Tide. Another guy, Earl Little, the defensive back, a redshirt freshman. He's dealt with a lot of injuries for Alabama, but I thought this was a guy who could potentially battle for a starting spot in the Alabama secondary in 2024. But unfortunately, he's in the portal. Looks like Florida State is probably going to be the team to beat there. But like I said, he's probably going to take other visits. But right now, he's going to be taking a visit to Florida State. He's from that area. His high school coach, Patrick Surtain is now the defensive backs coach there for the Florida State Seminoles. So that is definitely a team to watch as far as Earl Little goes. But it's not surprising that he's gone, but just a little bit shocked that he would decide to leave when he had the potential of playing for Alabama in a starting role next year. But that kind of brings us to, you know, some NFL draft decisions that has been made. Obviously, Chris Braswell's gone. Dallas Turner's gone. Kool-Aid, Terrion Arnold has announced that he's gone as well. There's been several guys announced that they're going to the pros, Justin Aboigbe. But I want to focus on some guys that are going to be coming back. You know, you look at Malachi Moore potentially coming back. It looks like he's going to be coming back. Deontay Lawson's announced he's coming back. He's going to be back at the inside linebacker spot with Jihad Campbell there, making one of the more formidable duos at inside linebacker in the country. So excited to have Deontay Lawson back. The fact that Tim Smith is going to be coming back along the defensive front is going to be huge for Alabama because I think he has a chance. The way he played this season, he's starting to show that he is a very valuable piece for Alabama on the defensive front. We saw what Tim Keenan can do. So you get Tim Smith, Tim Keenan, a young guy, and James Smith, Jaheim Otis. That is going to be a really good nucleus of defensive linemen there. So good to have Tim Smith coming back, you know, as well as Deontay Lawson and Malachi Moore as well. So you got some good experienced players coming back, and you got to like the young talent that Nick Saban has brought in as well. And so just excited about what the defense can look like here in 2024, even, you know, losing Kool-Aid, losing Terrion, losing Justin Aboigbe. There's still a lot of talent coming back for Alabama. And you got to lock what this unit could look like in 2024. As far as the offense goes, Rodell Williams, he is going to use his extra year, his COVID year of eligibility, but he is going to enter the transfer portal. That was announced today on Friday. So best of luck to Rodell. Really good player, but it's a loaded backfield at Alabama. You know, you look at Justice Haynes, we got a glimpse of him in the CFP semifinal. He's a dude. He is a maybe that we talked about it all season long. He's probably the most naturally gifted player in that running back room. So you look at Justice Haynes, you look at Jam Miller, another really highly talented back, Richard Young, redshirted this year for Alabama. You're bringing in Kevin Riley. Daniel Hill is likely to commit to Alabama on Saturday at the All-American game. So there's a lot of talent in that backfield, and I think Rodell could kind of see the writing on the wall that he might be being passed over by younger players in 2024. But there's a lot to kind of dissect and look at when it comes to the portal and guys, you know, going to the draft or staying put. You know, maybe something that shocked a lot of people is the fact that Ty Simpson is going to be coming back for another season. He's not going to transfer. So, look, you know Nick Saban. And you know how well Jalen Milroe played this year, and you know how much I love Jalen Milroe. But just like all other 21 positions on the field, you got to battle, and you got to win that job every single day in practice. And Ty Simpson believes he can come in, and at worst-case scenario, he makes Jalen Milroe better in practice, and that's just better all around for Alabama. So good to see Ty Simpson coming back and developing into I think he's going to be an elite college quarterback, whether that's at Alabama down the road or whether that's at another program down the road as well. But I like this quarterback room with Milroe, Simpson. You got Lonergan come in. Holstein's entering the portal, but you're bringing in the top quarterback in Julian Sayin. So the quarterback room in Tuscaloosa is about as good as it gets in college football. So you have to be excited about that if you're an Alabama football fan. But we want to hear from you guys on all that we've kind of talked about today. And I know this has been a rather quick show, but I really wanted to focus in on, you know, just the quick hitters of what's happened over the past few days since the Rose Bowl. Also kind of talk about our rebranding that we have here at Tide Talk Live. We're excited about it here in 2024. We want 2024 to be our best year yet. We're entering, I think, year five of our show. So we are so excited about what Tide Talk Live has become from what it was at the beginning. And we could not be here without the support that we've received through you guys. Whether you watch the show on YouTube or listen to us on podcast form, we greatly appreciate you. And we want to hear constant feedback from you, whether that's in the comment section on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts there, where you can leave your written review there. So we want to hear from you guys. Let us know your thoughts on the show. Really excited about our joint effort here with the Believe Network and the possibilities that are to come with our effort here with the Believe Network. So thanks to shout out to Believe. thank you guys for welcoming us in with open arms and kind of helping us with our rebrand of the show. And like I said, we got a lot to look forward to in 2024. We're going to be looking at basketball. By the way, I'll be in Nashville on Saturday with my family, taking my kids to their first Alabama basketball game. So if you see me there, you know, introduce yourself. Would love to meet you guys there. So if you see us there, please come up and introduce yourself. I look forward to meeting you there if you happen to be there as well. So we're going to be talking about Alabama basketball. You know, softball, baseball will be kicking up soon. So we'll be talking about all that as well. But we will still be focusing on football even throughout the offseason. A lot to talk about there. The football content will never stop rolling out here on Tide Talk Live. So we're going to be back with a live show most likely in the next couple of days. Jake will be joining me as well. So make sure you stay tuned to our social media. You know, just search Tide Talk Live. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you find us there and stay up to date with the latest involving our show. So greatly appreciate everybody. Like I said, jump in the comments on YouTube. Let us know your thoughts on the portal entries, the guys who decided to go pro, and you know, maybe some of the guys that decided to stick around for another year or so in Tuscaloosa. But guys, thank you so much. Like I said, I appreciate the support. Jake and myself could not be where we're at without you guys, the listeners and the viewers. So thank you very much. We want to interact with you. So please jump in the comments, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And we would greatly appreciate that. But make sure you like, share, and subscribe today. Been a lot of fun. We'll be back really soon with a live show. But until then, guys, roll tide.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.